because of the things that we do when we're out there, the things that we come up with that, you know, they are not going to tell us, and how straight up we are, and they test us, and, you know, they'll put things in places, and you know, we'll go, well, that shouldn't be here, that's out of the ordinary, or, hey, you know, I got something up here in this room, we got a bad feeling in this room, like a child being beaten, or very uncomfortable, and they will say, well, that's where my dad used to take us and whip us when we were bad, and it was really like a dungeon to us. They know we're talking the truth, because they didn't tell us.
Do people ever damn you?
Oh, they try to. Yeah, they try to, and then when we hit them face up and said, look, we drove a long way to be here. You know, we appreciate the fact that you are giving us the opportunity to do this, but why would you want to set us up? Because you didn't believe in this, or what? And there's a blank look on their face. And they said, well, you know, there's so many ghost hunters. I said, A, we're not ghost hunters. We are here for paranormal things only. And paranormal, you know, people talk about, we have a vortex in our closet. Then you go, you have a vortex in your closet. Well, let me call the Atomic Energy Commission. I mean, let's not get silly here. Ours is a serious business. Now, on the scientific side, it'll always be. Because nobody's going to know if it's real or not, Richard, until you go. We're just trying to, you know, Thomas Edison, let me give you a for instance, probably one of the biggest skeptics ever, laying on his deathbed and never believed in any of this stuff, was dying, and he looked at all his people and he said, my God, it's beautiful over here. Whoa, what did Tom say? I'd like